Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Your first mission is to keep yourself happy.
It's living for self that is so exhausting and frustrating because you were made to live for Him. So when you begin to please Him, you begin to thrive. It's not a burden. It's not a duty. It's a joy. I come alive. This is what I was made for.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Not that we needed this report. This is Wretched Radio. Survey says...
Are those helicopters? What is
those aren't helicopters.
What is that?
Those are parents in the 21st century. It looks like this whole helicopter parenting thing has not been working out so well. Although, I don't know if you know this, but helicopter parenting transition. Can we use the word transition? Helicopter parenting. We assigned that piece of equipment the name helicopter. But it can be whatever it wants to be. Helicopter parenting actually transitioned into lawnmower parenting, where the parents don't just hover. They get in front of the kids and they clear the path for them. So everything is smooth sailing. I think I mixed my metaphor, but the point is, it turns out what is observable to all of us, we didn't need this recent study that was done by Campus Reform, but it reveals maybe we need to go back to the old paths. And okay, this is pure speculation. I suspect we're going to be forced to return to the old paths. Okay, this is prognosticating. Dare I say prophesying, which means it has no authority whatsoever. But the future looks like it is going to be changing, dare I say, reverting back to some of our old ways of living, courtesy of AI. If AI does what people think it is going to do, it is going to displace so many people. What will they do? Might many have to return to a more simple way of living, a more agrarian-based economy, family business, because there simply aren't jobs available in the marketplace. We'll see. In the meantime, one wonders how a Christian parent can return to the old ways while living in the 21st century. In other words, how do we stop lawnmowering for our kids? It is so easy to do. Back in the old days, and I'm talking 100 years ago, that's long enough, you had to scramble to stay alive. And that means when you're old enough to work, you got work to do. You've got to do things. You got to fix things. You've got to till things. You got to clean things. You got to do whatever it is that you can do at the earliest age possible. In other words, you had to be a contributor to the family economy. Today, that's gone. Today, the kids don't have to. And isn't it somewhat ironic that everybody worked so hard to provide a better life for their kids? And it turns out that we're actually crippling them with all of the goodness that God has provided? That by removing any obstacle, just taking care of anything that could trip up a child or make them have to sweat, or maybe even put down their Nintendo. Is Nintendo a current reference? I don't know that it is.
I think it is.
The point is, it? Do you still play Nintendo?
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, there was a Today Show, I think, did a story on grandma gamers. That's right. Grandma gamers. These are women that are like 60s, 70s with grandchildren. And they're not just playing a video game like an accelerated Pong. It's the, you know, shooting and killing everybody thing. Jimmy, you play video games. What is the name of those video games that it's like the popular one where you just go out and you have to kill everybody?
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Grand Theft Auto? That's one.
They were warm. I thought it began with an M, like Manslaughter Mania or something. And they're showing these grandmothers with their joysticks on the edge of their couch. Oh, got him. And it seemed so, what's the word I'm looking for? Wrong. There's a time when childish things need to be put behind. And it's probably a reasonable amount of time before you have grandchildren. Kids are allowed so many entertainment vehicles. They're given so much opportunity for rest. They are allowed to enter into their social media world, and they do not want any accountability. So you've got a recipe that was clearly disastrous. And here are the survey results. 77% of Gen Zers brought a parent to a job interview. They couldn't handle it by themselves. 31% had a parent write their resume. What? That's still ridiculously high. 53% had a parent speak with a hiring manager on their behalf. Oh, boy. Hi, I'm calling for my son. We need to discuss hiring him because he can't sell himself. What in the world have we done here? 45% regularly have a parent talk to their current manager. I got to tell you, I think I know how that phone call would go here. I'm sorry. You want to talk about your child working here? Well, we can make this pretty tight. You tell your child to follow procedure if he is disgruntled or has something to discuss. Have a nice day. 73% have their parents help complete work assignments. There it is. Wait, hold on a second. We need a lawnmower sound effect is what we need. 73% are doing the kid's job at home for them. 57% have brought a parent to their current workplace. Wow. This is a generation that is not very well equipped for, what's the word I'm looking for, reality. And the statistics just go on and on and on, and they're just more and more troubling. 50% say a parent spoke to their manager about a workplace conflict. This isn't the kids. The parents have to make these calls. It's probably 100%, okay, 99% of them, so we can let somebody off the hook. 99% of them complain to mom and dad. 50% of all parents of Gen Zers actually use their cell phones to contact the manager regarding a workplace conflict to protect their adult child. Oof. 49, this goes, we're really seeing the fruit. Okay, it's an economic issue because we can provide so much laziness for our children. But it's also the mindset that started with, in my estimation, child on board bumper stickers. You say, what's the matter with a child on board bumper sticker? Well, I would say that a child is a human being, and so is an adult. And I don't want to hit any car, so I don't hurt anybody, but it was a fruit. It comes out of Dr. Spock. It comes out of this laissez-faire parenting that we all have to deal with. In fact, had to deal with it last night. Mrs. Friel, in a rare moment of weakness, allowed me to go out for pizza because she doesn't like to eat the pizza. So we went to the pizza place. We get inside and there's two kids sitting there. And despite my glares, they just let the kids keep screaming. We had to leave. It's like, this is unpleasant and ridiculous. What is it? It's the parenting that says we don't discipline our children. And that did not start yesterday. It started maybe 50 years ago. And now we are seeing the kids of those kids in full bloom, making sure that their kids have no worries, no woes, no conflicts, no problems. So this is a fruit not just of an economic system that allows for parents to let their kids slide, but it's also a parenting mindset, a kid-centered home. 46% say a parent was involved in a conversation about getting a raise. Jimmy, you come to my office pretty much every day to ask for a raise.
I will, you know.
Why don't you call your mom and have her give me a ring?
No. No.
44% say a parent spoke with their manager about a promotion. 39% say a parent was involved in conversations about reducing their workload.
Oh, if I called my mom and asked her to call you.
Yeah.
She'd
drive to Atlanta. That's what she'd do. Hold on. Here's the crescendo. 86% of Gen Zers have their parents review their performance reviews. I mean, I'm glad they're like still engaged in their parents' lives and vice versa. 83% have their parents pack their lunch for work. 83%. Do they go to their home? No, because they're probably living inside of their house. How's about this? 57% bring their parents to work. Maybe it's time to return to the old ways where kids are not helicoptered for. That's right. They're not helicoptered for. This is Wretched Radio.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, three of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit FortisInstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work.
Until tomorrow, go serve your king.
The Fortis store is closing permanently, and we literally mean everything must go, because after this month, there won't be a store. Presently, you're going to notice that we've slashed prices up to 75% off all physical inventory. Thanks to our incredible gospel partners, we're going to be making all of our digital resources completely free on Fortis Plus. But first, help us empty our shelves. You've got through the end of this month. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now. Trust me, your future self is going to be grateful you didn't miss out. FortisInstitute.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Know your church fathers. Tertullian is known as Asia's first Christian theologian. He came from Assyria and studied under Justin Martyr before returning to prepare a path for the gospel into Western Asia. He wrote A Harmony of the Four Gospels, it was the primary gospel text in Syria throughout the 3rd and 4th centuries. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No, we didn't beat our children with rocks. This is Wretched Radio, but that's what people think these days. You don't do everything for your kids. Do you hate them? Actually, it's just the opposite. It appears we're raising a generation that does not know how to insert itself into reality. They have been protected and defended, and they have been coddled to the point where they have to bring mom and dad to work with them. Mom and dad, I know it's not easy because you have a bent. You have an inclination. You want to do things for your kids. That is right. But might I suggest it is simply aimed in the wrong direction. There's another way to help your child. Actually help your child. Here it is. Don't do everything for them. That feels counterintuitive. No, if I want to help my kid, I got to do things for my kid. I would suggest no. If you want to help your kid, you got to let your kid start doing stuff. Chores. They've got to do hard things. Not just play games, but actual unpleasant tasks. It's funny. You talk to anybody who is probably over the age of maybe even 35-ish, and they will be very quick to regale you with what they had to do as a kid and their first job and what they had to do when their parents told them to do stuff. And if they didn't do it, what would happen to them? We've got those stories, all of us, except this current generation. They don't have those because these days we esteem it to be cruelty for a parent to not do everything for their kids. Jimmy, you want to do stuff for your kids?
Sure.
But it's not always a good thing to do.
It's not.
For our kids.
It is not. I think the most helpful thing we can do for our children, especially as they get older,
is to have them go to masters.edu/wretched.
That's exactly right.
Look what I did.
That is amazing that you were reading my mind, Todd.
I've been meaning to do a shout out, y'all. Schools, the decision that you make for university, mega important. They're going to teach work ethic at Masters U. No, they don't have them plowing fields without a mule, but they do instill in them, biblical values. So it's going to be supporting you in your parenting. And I wanted to bring it up because there's a bunch of scholarships that are available, but you got to look into applying now. Otherwise, you could miss out. Masters has a lot of different scholarships. They've also got a lot of different programs, like 150 of them, from mechanical engineering to entrepreneurship to biblical counseling, with oodles of scholarships. Learn more at masters.edu/wretched. And if you do, that will make you a good parent. I'm sorry, Jimmy, I interrupted. What's the best thing we can do for our kids besides sending them to masters.edu/wretched?
Yeah, let them fail.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard to do that, to see them fail, but that is the only way they're going to learn.
But there's something about the generation that helicopters and lawnmowers for their kids. There's something about watching our child fail. I don't think it's ever been easy, but I think because of the economy that we live in and the message that is sent is that we all deserve to be bubble wrapped from reality. Nothing should be hard. Nothing should be difficult. Everything should be fantastic. It feels like I've totally failed if my kid struggles or bombs or they biff it on something. That's not the way. That inclination was always there. But the economics of our society didn't allow for this coddling. And I'm not saying all of the old ways are better. But if a kid would have failed, say, here's what I would have heard as a kid. Well, do it again.
That's exactly right. Make some adjustments. See where you went wrong.
Fix it.
Yeah.
And try harder.
Yep.
That's not bad for us to do. Once again, though, I got to tell you, I really, 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 I feel for parents who are in this society right now raising children because of the social media. That's one of the elements, but also all of the kids. When you've got the only kid who has to mow and edge the lawn, you're the only one. Everybody else has it done by a service or mom or dad do it. But the kids are usually let off the hook. It's a struggle. But mom and dad, I think the stats reveal we've got to be different as Christian parents. That's all there is to it. We simply have to be different as Christian parents. Easy? No. Necessary? Yeah. Furthermore, okay, is it possible that our helicopter parenting is contributing to the status of mental health of our kids? Because they're not living the way that a human being is supposed to live. Humans are supposed to work and work hard. That we're supposed to sweat. We're supposed to build stuff. Even at a young age, we can contribute to a family's business, which every family has a business, even if dad works elsewhere. It's the family economy that needs to be contributed to by a kid. Otherwise, they're not functioning the way that God made them as an image bearer, and things are going to be out of sorts for them. Is it possible that that's why we're seeing a generation that's so? I got to think about that. I have to think what month are we? September? In 2 months, I get to be at Oklahoma University, and we're going to talk about deconstruction and why so many deconstruct their faith. September, going to be at Kennesaw State U and North Georgia, University of North. Is it? It's NGU or UNG?
UNG.
University of, I've been there a dozen times. It's a great town, a beautiful campus, military campus to boot, to talk about mental health issues with Dr. Greg Gifford. And I think maybe one of the points that we could bring out is that the reason that you're not feeling as fulfilled and satisfied and happy as you think you should is because you haven't had to work hard. That's not right. It's just that's broken. And I wonder if that contributes to it. Incidentally, we are going to these campuses because we want to reach students. We don't want to fight with them and debate with them. We want to reach them and show them a better way. This is why you're struggling. And honestly, it is a call for them to return to the old paths, the old ways. And these days, that is less countercultural than it used to be. About a minute ago, looking back was like, oh, they were all morons, racist, sexist, misogynist, terror, stupid. Now, we're starting to look back and go, maybe they knew some stuff. And I think kids increasingly have an interest in a Christian conversation. So we want to show them the old paths. If you, to maybe use an illustration, you work in a factory, but all you do is want to drink Kool-Aid all day or polish your shoes, they might keep you employed, but it ain't going to be very good, the relationship, you're not going to get much done. Why? Because you're there for a different assignment. You're there on a different task. And if you're off point in the workplace, things just don't go well. Now expand that to the world. If you're not functioning the way that the Creator has made you to function, things are just going to be out of sorts. And that is, my opinion, what we're seeing with these kids. By the way, good news out of Illinois. They're trying to ban the AI therapy in Illinois. Where the kids and adults too, they go to the AI machine to receive counsel and comfort. And in Illinois is saying that licensed therapists cannot use AI to make therapeutic decisions or perform any therapeutic communication. Wait a second. So the therapists that were paying to get help from goes to AI to determine what help is needed. I think we could cut out the middleman, or we just get rid of the AI business. This is an increasing scenario for so many people. They're going to AI to get their counseling. And I don't know if you've heard those commercials. I get them on Spotify where they're promote over 1 million five-star reviews. Call this number and we'll get you hooked up to a therapist. And it's interesting. They toss in a line. They'll help you. It might even involve a digital diet. Call 800-SHRINK-WRAPPED or whatever their 800 number is. Why? Because that's our society. And I wonder if generations well-intended who are trying to do good, nice things for their kids are actually contributing to their malaise. By the way, if you're a university campus and you'd like for us to come and speak in 2026, call us. Do anything, but just send an email to Dalton@FortisInstitute.org. Yeah, I think that's it. Dalton@FortisInstitute.org. We would love to come to your campus and talk to your fellow students. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.